If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Just me, you. Alice at 97.3. I just choked myself up singing Green Day songs.
How are you doing?
That's one of my faves. Love that one.
Take it easy over there.
Take it easy. Hi, it's the morning. It's Thursday.
Here we are again. How you doing?
I'm choking on Green Day over here.
I hear that. nothing like it.
Oh, there really isn't. It is the way to get going. Uh-huh. It's a heart pounding, a little choking action. So yesterday was the best, clearest, most gorgeous day I ever spent inside in my entire life. Just kidding. I did wind up escaping at one point, but then, you know, it just, honestly, what a day. Just gave me hope. It actually, like, vitamin D'd me up. It was fantastic. What about you, dear?
Uh-oh.
You know you're bumming me out right now.
Oh, no. What's
she knows exactly what she's doing.
What?
Well, I had a lot yesterday with family stuff, so I had a small window to go maybe enjoy the sunshine.
And the perfect day.
And while I think that meeting was maybe the best one I've been to in 100 years.
Yes, 100-year meeting. It was a great meeting.
It was.
Yeah.
I agree.
Karen is a good leader.
She's
you feel that she
boss.
Cares about you.
I love her. Yeah. This is no statement about it was a, she changed the meetings. They're better by
far. If only there were no windows in that room.
But I absolutely lost that one. Like I had when I got home, it was time to park the car I drive normally, get in the minivan, and go get my child. I know. There was
now that's
no,
a round of sausage
right there.
Bend over and treat yourself.
So then I ultimately said, all right, you're going outside. I'm going outside. But we'd gotten some kind of alert.
Oh, an
alert? I've never seen this before. Boy, Scotts Valley, what's going on?
What's
tornadoes.
Going on?
Yesterday was...
I forgot about the tornado.
Yeah, I know. The strong smell of propane.
Oh,
no.
Just settled in the valley.
I got an email. I got Christina said, and then I got home and went, I don't smell it, and we need to go outside. So we're going outside.
Yeah.
And so we walked the dog, and me and my kid had a ball.
Oh, good.
I mean, it was fun. It's not surfing or real exercise in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, walking with a kid is
and a dog.
It's really more standing.
One wants
waiting.
To smell. The
sure.
other one's carrying a stuffy that now I'm carrying.
Right. Oh, look,
good.
An ant. Let me get down there and just look at that for a while you
but it
wait
was,
for me.
It
to...
was beautiful. You're right. I mean, I'm
what a day.
Mostly joking. It was a beautiful day.
Yeah.
I did want to surf, but, you know, whatever.
You know, you can't always get what you
right.
want.
But yesterday was a grown-up day.
Yeah.
As in...
You had responsibilities.
I have stuff to do.
And you
it
took
is
care
what
of
is.
What you took care of
so
your
we
business.
Went for a nice long walk. I made her dinner. We ate together.
Wait, just you and the one daughter were?
Yeah, the other two were out at my oldest daughter's. She does, My oldest daughter has something called IBD. You know, the when you're watching a television show and you see those long commercials that come on where they're so joyful and having the time of their life.
Such a great time.
And then at some point, a voiceover comes on and goes, blah, 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 you do not want this ever. Right. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, my God.
That affects like glucose or whatever. Right.
My daughter has one of those diseases.
Oh, boy.
So she takes a medicine, one of those medicines, and she has to get it through infusion every other month.
So it's like all day. She's hooked up to a machine and they're...
The missus pulled her out of school. They took off for that. And then I was home with Edie and I made macaroni.
Oh, how much of it did you eat?
I had some, of course. Duh.
How can you resist?
Right.
It's like the ultimate junk food. Like, oh, that tasted perfect. I must have more.
We did her homework.
Oh, what does a kindergartner have for homework? Like, is it just colors and letters? And
for starters, she brought home Tacky the penguin.
Oh.
Don't ask me where the name came from because she couldn't tell me.
Tacky spelled T-A-C-K-Y? Now,
you think I asked her how she spells it?
Oh. But you said she came home with it.
Yeah, she came home with this penguin.
Oh, it's a stuffed animal.
It's a stuffy
named
penguin.
Tacky. I thought it was a book called Tacky the penguin. Got it. Okay,
I thought it was a real penguin.
Oh. They hand those out and... kindergarten now. There's so many of them. They're just like, take one.
Yeah, the hot tub.
Yeah, you got a hot tub here.
It's
going to
work out fine.
Yeah. I love hot tubs. Everybody knows that.
Right, they don't want...
New climate change adapted penguins, everyone. They go home with every child in kindergarten. Yeah.
They're there just to agitate the water in your hot tub.
Mm.
Oh, God, I can't wait for my hot tub. Okay, back to you.
Anyway,
so she walks in with the Tacky the penguin.
So Tacky was... part of this project, but in the end, what we really needed to do was just, she needed to write out her bedtime routine.
Oh.
And draw a picture, and a picture that accompanies.
I see. That's actually kind of a great sneaky little way to get a kid to go to bed. All right. Let's talk about your bedtime routine. And then tonight, when we do it, you'll...
Oh, well, I did this before she even was... Before there was any kind of whisper of actual bedtime, but we did that next. And so I was like, I'll help you by forming these sentences and then you will write them.
Oh, so she can read and write.
She can read and write.
Wow.
And then.
She's six.
She's six. And I'm watching her as she gets ready. And I can't help but want to say, you have to start farther. There's not enough room. You need to move over to the left. You can't start in the middle with that.
You start in the right,
you have a
right
whole
there in the
sentence
middle.
To write.
Yeah.
That's not enough. Okay. So at first.
It's really hard to grab the pen out of a kid's hand and just do it yourself.
At first, I was like, you need to start way over here. Way over here. And she goes, okay. And then starts in the middle anyway. Mm. And I was like, all right. It's your project. You're turning it in. I'm not going to be that parent that suddenly. Answer does the project in cursive, the finest curse of all times, and turns that in as
you my don't write kids. In cursive. I've never seen you write one thing in cursive. You have the worst cursive of all time.
I can
doesn't
write
exist.
In cursive. Are you kidding?
Let me see you write something in cursive right now.
Oh my!
I want you to
God.
Write your name in cursive right now. Do
you,
it.
Really?
Yes.
You're gonna
the whole name.
Are you gonna grade him?
Yeah, I'm gonna give him a grade on it because he's a guy. It's capital V. Dotted I, capital N, dotted I, capital E.
Oh!
Look at this.
Look at this. Let me look at this.
Illegible. I cannot
you
read
get
that.
You get that, you liar.
And by
you're
the way,
a liar.
Those are not cursive S's. Those are like cursive Q's or something.
No, they're not.
S's are like this.
That's how I make them.
That's not how they're made, young
that
man.
That is how
back
they're
made. To the workbook where you practice how to make them.
Oh my gosh.
And it's right in the middle of the page too.
I really.
It is.
Yeah.
You're right.
I know. It is
you're
in
learning
the middle
from
of the
your
page.
Daughter.
And who's Rosie?
Rosie is how you
notes.
Say rosé.
Oh, Rosie.
I
Rosie.
Watched this little clip that Jane sent me. And the young lady, while I've been calling this, is
I've been
one
calling
those,
her Rosé too.
It's not Rosé. She says her name is Rosie.
Rosie.
She goes by either. I have the clip.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, she goes by either because it's that fight. It's like
right.
Deepak's name is Deepak, but
Deepak.
You know, to fight the war of that's not how you say it. It's one of those things.
Sure, it's not Deepak. I mean,
where's her drum hit?
Where is my drum?
I'm sorry. I was
going to just pick out random vowels for Deepak.
I just pulled out I have the clip ready of her explaining her name.
You know what?
And we can play that one.
Well, here's the thing. Hold that.
I've got it.
I'm actually going to play the Rosie song coming up. I know it's like a big enough hit that it made it to Morning Drive. I'm very excited about that. So, Vinny, continue with your story.
I don't know what I was saying.
You were talking about your kid.
But I know good cursive. Yes. That's cursive. What are you talking about?
It's not good cursive.
It is
cursive.
It's beautiful.
It's not.
It's fine.
It's not.
It's.
Yeah.
He
wrote S's that he just connected by scribbling them. Like those are not cursive S's.
But when it's more of a signature cursive.
Yeah. You asked me to write my name. I wrote my name.
You said in the best cursive you've ever seen. You said that you were going to take her pen and write it in the best cursive ever. And I, as I knew, I was right once again. You can't write in cursive.
What'd you do yesterday?
Nothing. I actually enjoyed the day.
Nitpick it.
I was right a lot during the day.
You know what you should have done?
Yeah. No, it was a beautiful, honestly, coming across the bridge. You know when you can, I cross the Golden Gate Bridge every day and I always look out to see if I can see the Farallones. And it's only a few days a year that you can. Sometimes you see a little hint of them, but it was just one of those days that was crystal clear and there they were. It was just beautiful. And I thought to myself, poor Vinny. I know how bad he wanted to surf.
Yeah, I sure did. Hey, Tacky the Penguin is an actual book.
Oh, it is.
But we just have the stuffy.
All right.
I don't know the story.
Tacky. I wonder if it's T-A-Q-Y.
They're
Tacky.
Saying it's T-A-C-K-Y.
Oh, all right. Tacky.
It's a series of books.
Mm.
He's named after his behavior. Retired teacher.
Tacky.
Odyssey listener.
His behavior. What is it? He's tacky? Like he
says things that are tacky?
Or he wears
tacky outfits?
Yeah. I don't know.
Tacky.
Oh, he does have a shirt on.
Is it a leisure shirt?
No, it's a Hawaiian print shirt.
Oh, he's tacky.
Oh, that's a kind of tacky.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, it depends where you are and what you're... I mean, are we in Hawaii?
I feel like we're learning today.
I don't. We're going to learn something. But we are learning. We learned Rosie and we learned tacky. Wow. Oh.
Great job.
Okay, KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah, Minnie, Alice, Morning Show. I'm actually really excited to get to this Rosie song. I think this might be the first time we've played it in our show, right?
I love this song. I've listened to it a million times. Yeah. My kids love it.
It's good.
You want to hear the little intro?
Yes. Let me hear what you grabbed. She was on Fallon last night.
Yeah, she was
or
on,
two nights ago.
On Jim.
Okay.
Dreaming right now.
No, my God, what are you talking about? Well, I mean, your album's out. Are you excited about this?
I'm super excited.
It's finally out, yeah. Do I call you Rosé or do I call you Rosie?
Whatever is comfortable. My friends and family call me Rosie.
Okay.
And I've made this rule where if you know like 80% of the lyrics on my album, then you can call me Rosie.
All right, perfect. Then I'll call you Rosie. Okay. Yeah, I'll call you. Yeah, what? Of course, yeah. When you were...
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Just gonna roll it. Here comes Rosie and Bruno Mars on Alice.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.